When will the public hearing for the permanent? So this is temporary, but the permanent, this is the public hearing, this will become permanent after the public hearing, if it's approved.
Mr. City Attorney.
Number one, in response to your original question about application submittal process, et cetera, this subject matter and these applications were expedited by city staff under current times. Number two, with regard to the condition read in by Alderman Nelson, subject to the timely submission of an application for a special use, I wrote that. Timely means as soon as reasonably possible. And then class two published notice, two Wednesdays, second one a week before the plan commission meeting, and then there'll be a public hearing on the subject matter.
Okay, and so tonight's action for the temporary gives them, if it is approved, it gives them license to begin doing it now up to the decision that's made to for permanent.
If that decision is
made. If that decision is made.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's crazy to submit these people to every day of movies, of sound. Even the people in the neighborhood that approve of the ballpark commons in general, and many of them do. I mean, this is every day they will be subjected to this, and these times are way too late. It's crazy to say you're just starting a movie at, what time was it on here, for Friday and Saturday night and Sunday night? That's absolutely ludicrous to do that to the neighbors.
Well, Alderman, let's you know, we're becoming great at hyperbole in this room, and let's try to. I asked the question earlier on purpose as to whether the sound was going to be transmitted via AM and FM radio. The sound for the movies is going directly inside the cars. There is no loudspeakers other than small amount of ambient sound so that persons going from their car to the refreshment stand can hear the movie. That's it. It's not what we're used to for the stadium. So the neighbors aren't going to hear it.
Who should the neighbors call if they do have complaints and they do hear it?
Well, that's that's a noise ordinance complaint. So they would call, they would file a complaint online. Since we have the three noise monitors, we'll be able to check that.
So that's the recommendation, file a complaint online for noise?
Yes.
Okay. And if it's on a Sunday afternoon, can they get faster action?
Are they going to do Sunday afternoons?
Yeah. Yes.
At 3 o'clock?
The noise ordinance has to be checked while the noise is occurring, so normally
we can do that.
If there's a request of the then they call the police department or contact.
No, we can do that. The noise monitors run 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and they're all time-stamped. We can look and we can hear the audio. They record specifically when there's a violation. That's why they spent a lot of money on those noise monitors.
But
a lot of money.
Let's just say, hypothetically, it is a Sunday afternoon and the noise is very loud. They would have to wait till Monday to file that complaint, but is there something they can do on that Sunday afternoon to have the sound turned down?
They can call Ballpark Commons and Tom and Scott Johnson will go turn it down if there's an issue, yes.
I'm pretty sure they won't have that phone number.
And I'm pretty sure that the Southwest flight from Orlando is going to be a lot louder. Because I've been through this conversation, and the complaint always comes in, and it's always a Southwest flight or a Northwest. It's always an airplane flying over. I really would like us not to make a mountain out of a molehill, Dan.
I would, too.
I'm just being totally honest with you.
I will just forward the calls to you, then, or to the
Absolutely. Give them
okay.
to me. Because I'm not afraid to tell them they're out of their minds. And they do have my phone number.
If what they're saying about the noise is true, they're not out of their minds. They have a legitimate concern.
An accurate statement. If what they say about the noise is true, I almost was punched by one of your constituents who is noted for being that way in the middle of Sendex. Two of our constituents dragged him away. There are people that will complain just to complain. If we continue to give them voice, we'll continue to get that. This is, and I'm not here to defend this. This all, your point is well taken. This all happened well in advance of any conversations with us. You're absolutely correct. I'm right with you on that. But it's a big TV screen, admittedly, a very big TV screen, with people with earbuds. Come on. The problem's going to be, excuse me, Dan, problem's going to be is people driving away. It's going to be the traffic leaving. That's going to be the issue.
Well, that was actually part of what my concern was, the driving away and the noise and the traffic. That's going to be an issue, too. I just want to be a little proactive in this and not have all the calls come in and not know where to direct them specifically. So, because the calls are going to come in no matter what. So anyway, we'll see. I will vote no on this.
Okay.
Am I going to continue with the next three, or are we going to take this vote on that one? Because these, I've got three more to.
You could probably take it all at once.
Okay. You want me to? All right. Second one is revised Class B combination premise description change. That's a yes, but there was specific note here from Mr. Zimmerman that there will be no tailgating. Third one was the revised drive-in theater license 2019-2020. Was a yes. The last point to this was revised drive-in theater license 2020-2021. Yes.
Madam Clerk, clarification on item B.
I believe the comment from the applicant was that there was going to be no tailgating during anything other than the drive-in, that they were going to self-regulate. However, if you approve the premise description without any notations on it, the premise description is included on their license for a year running July 1st through June 30th. So the state and the city and any other enforcement agencies would not stop anything if there was not, if there was something going on, because the premise description is where they are allowed to sell, consume, and serve beer and intoxicating liquor.
Based on the meeting and the action of the committee, do you have suggested language?
Well, other than what was read initially, is it to be read again for each one of these?
No, I think the mayor's looking for just if there's
clarity
on the premise description. So number one, you can approve the premise description as applied for, and that's what goes on their license. And Mr. Zimmerman did state that they would self-regulate and not do it during ball games. However, putting it on their license as requested technically would allow them to. You're
okay, so.
So you can either leave it as is and approve it and let them self-regulate, or you can approve it with restrictions.
Mr. City Attorney.
I understand that each of the earlier read into the record conditions for the initial license apply to each and every one of the most recent three. And with regard to the license and the premises description, I would suggest an additional provision to that approval that states that the premises shall only be available for use under and pursuant to the license during reasonable times necessary for the operation of the drive-in theater use.
So moved.
Who's the second?
I'll second, but I have additional questions.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
And again, I am not trying to make the mountain out of the molehill, but I just want some clarification question that just came up in this discussion. And again, I want to clarify that 2A, the extraordinary entertainment and special event approval, is a time delineated approval. Am I correct that it is 30 days for that permit? Or was it as of June 30th? Because I don't want to confuse the extraordinary entertainment approval or application with the drive-in theater license. Because if we now renew the drive-in theater license, my understanding from our previous conversation in the licensing committee is that to continue these special events, he will need to open up the PDD and amend it for a special use. Is that correct or not?
Mr. City Attorney.
No. Requires the timely submission of an application for a special use, and any further continuation of any of these licensed uses would require an approval of the special use by the Common Council.
So if that were not to have been approved by the Common Council in the future, would the 2020-21 drive-in theater license be null and void?
Yes, because its approval was conditioned upon the timely submission of the special use application and ultimately the action thereon by the Common Council. And if it's to approve, that would be the continuation. If it's to deny, then that would terminate all the approvals, the time period of all the approvals, if approved this evening. And further, the council might set further conditions, and somehow that might apply to time life of the licensed activities on the special use decision-making process.
Thank you. I'm sorry if I made you be redundant.
And if there is not a timely submission, staff will return this subject matter to the council.
I just have a logistics. What's the layout of this? Where's the projection going to be in regards to all this? I know where the parking lot is. I know where the chalet is. So I want this on the record. So if anybody listens to this, at least we know how it's laid out.
It's going to be projected against the back.
No
of the
projection.
Scoreboard. It's going to be on the back of the scoreboard.
This sheet right here, where it says where it faces on that document that was handed out here.
Well,
let's see.
I got all kinds of documents.
The screen points directly to the north, with the lodge, ski hill, and Whitnall Park all between the nearest homes.
Okay.
Take the scoreboard and imagine another one on the back.
Behind it,
right. So that's it.
So
it's bigger than the scoreboard.
It's projecting north.
It's not projecting. It's showing north.
Showing north. Okay. Okay. So the parking lot goes east and west.
The cars are pointing towards the Hampton.
They're going to be facing toward the Hampton. Okay. Just downhill. So I know where the headlights are going to be pushing.
Right. So the headlights are pointing downhill towards Loomis, and the light from the screen is pointing towards the chalet.
Okay.
So I'll say that again. Headlights towards Loomis. The screen light is pointing towards the chalet. So Greendale doesn't see anything, and Hawthorne Estates doesn't see anything.
So do they have a come in from the east and exit the west? Is that what it says on?
That's operational.
That's operational, but okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Have we addressed all the concerns? Because I saw the building inspector says he hasn't looked at the mounting on the screen.
Yep.
And that's all been addressed?
It was in your packet, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. All of the engineering specifications.
Okay. I looked through it, but I didn't see that he approved it.
I don't think. But it's all part of the process.
Okay. So when will, because it says, I understand the plans start showing movies this week. Unfortunately, I've not been involved in any of the discussion or installation details leading to this point. While I have no opposition to the proposal, I do have concerns about the mounting of the screen to the existing scoreboard structure. I'm not certain the scoreboard was designed to accept the mounting. So at what point will he make sure that that's safe?
Before Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure he gets it.
Right?
Okay, good.
It's this. Okay, yeah. There's a motion. We've killed this. There's a motion on the floor.
One more quick
Alderman
question.
Alderman Mayor.
Just for clarification now, because one of the statements that was made just a couple of seconds ago seemed to suggest a little differently. Now, they still need to submit appropriate submission, and then there will be a hearing at the Plan Commission or at the Plan Commission and the Council.
Special use public hearings are held by and before the Plan Commission.
And that will be as soon as practical is what the motion said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Rugolo, did you have something to add?
No, the final approval of the special use is up to the Common Council.
Okay. So this will come back to us again after it goes to the Plan Commission, which should be soon. So ideally, this will be temporarily in operation so the residents will be able to experience it, right. And then we'll have a hearing on it to see if it should go forward permanently.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor of the four items signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hammond.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. We move on to I-1. Is there a motion approving city vouchers ending date of May 14, 2020 in the amount of $2,600,709.60 and payroll dated May 8, 2020 in the amount of $390,059.69 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $227,468.15 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll for May 22nd, estimated $385,000 and payments of various payroll deductions, estimated $438,000 plus city matching payments and property tax disbursements with an ending date of May 14th in the amount of $528.33, and approval to release payments and miscellaneous vendors in the amounts of $98,544.57, and approval to release library vouchers upon approval of the library board not to exceed $15,000.
So moved.
You got a second there, Michael.
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries with 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. For those of you on Facebook, we're about to go into closed session, which means that our evening's broadcast day has ended. You're about to hear the Star Spangled Banner and see the flag wave for the next 18 hours. We wish you a pleasant evening and the end to the rain and a pleasant evening. This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you very much. With that, I got to go to the right page. Wait for a second, Jim. Hold on.
Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential property acquisitions for the development of West Elm Road widening and public utilities, public improvements for tax incremental district number 4, Franklin Corporate Park, 10627 South 27th Street, tax key numbers 951-9996-002, potential acquisition of approximately 5,969 square feet, and 951-9999-001, potential acquisition of 5,234 square feet, 3001 West Elm Road, tax key 978-9996-006, potential acquisition of approximately 15,977 square feet, and 10613 South 27th Street, tax key number 951-9996-009, potential acquisition of approximately 24,008 square feet, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to effect such acquisitions and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
It's 9:18. We are in closed session. It's 9:42. We are back in open session.
9:36.
I'm sorry, 9:36. I can't tell.
Seems like 9:42.
Alderwoman Hanneman. Got all excited about making a motion and then just moved with you. Just for that. Alderwoman Hamelman.
I didn't see.
Is there a motion to direct staff to act as discussed in closed session?
Yes, I make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.